What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
John, the NFL released the names of the 330-plus players that will attend the NFL Combine, and guess who's on it? Kyler Murray.
Oh, hey, Kyler.
No, I'm not on it. Maybe next year. But Kyler Murray. And, you know, we saw the weird interview with him and Dan Patrick. Do you think he will do enough at the Combine to help the 49ers out here?
If I had to guess right now, I will be a little surprised if he works out.
You think he'll just do interviews?
I think he'll just like go get height, weight, work out, and just kind of stand there with his group.
That would just be a guess.
No reason to think this. Just kind of, you know, seeing the way in recent memory guys have approached this, the way he's kind of approached this whole deal. Is cloak and dagger the right phrase? Kind of quietly, mysteriously.
Sure. Yeah, I like it.
It's been a little bizarre, but I won't be like, I could see him doing it, but I would imagine his camp right now is we're just going to go and kind of make our presence felt because he'll be the biggest star there. Is that fair to say? Even though he's not probably going to be the number one pick, he's going to be the biggest star there. He's going to be the biggest story there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Will teams view him as the player they have to see? But he is just a major wild card in this draft. Now, again, the question is, will he do enough, A, the combine, or B, a pro day, to make him a wild card in the 49ers picture? In other words, is he a wild card in the sense that he might be a top 20 pick? Or can he be enough of a wild card that now all of a sudden, having the second pick, somebody might be interested enough in him there? Can he do anything between now and then to make
Yeah, I think the number one thing they got to hope for is Dwayne Haskins kills it, because a 5'9 guy going number one overall feels a little crazy. Not out of the realm of possibility with the way the football's kind of changed the last couple years. I mean, a guy just got drafted last year number one overall from the same school that was 6 feet tall. But your better bet would be Haskins crushing it and being like, God, this is a franchise quarterback. That's their best bet. Now, if he does go, Kyler, and it's like, God, you see how fast, you see that ball explode? You see him spinning it? He runs a 4.340 and he measures in at, let's say, 5'10. He hits 5'10 flat. You're like, damn. His interview is like, God, we like the kid. That it's not a negative. I mean, that would be a really good thing to get two guys, just kind of let the buzz really flow, you know?
Quick interruption to tell you this podcast is brought to you by Eaze, EAZE.com. Use the promo code HAM. Get $20 off your first order.
and any purchase over $50 is a free delivery. Also, this podcast is brought to you by berries.com.
Go to Sherry's Berries website, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone, use the promo code HAM, order berries for Valentine's.
Because remember last year, it was clear some guys were going to go high. It was no one quite knew the quarterback. At this time last year, we did not know Baker Mayfield was going to go one. We knew he was going to go like top 15. We were not talking about going number one overall. Thought there was a decent chance Josh Allen still might go. I think we all thought Sam Darnold would probably go. And Josh Rosen was probably not probably top 10 pick. So we knew they were all going to go high. This one is a little more up in the air. I still think Dwayne Haskins has a great opportunity to go one. I'd still put my money on that. Kyler is the great wild card. I think there's a chance people come out of the meetings and be like, have negative thoughts. Like, God, that meeting was weird. He won't tell us anything. Again, he's being cloak and dagger with the whole situation. We're just asking him, like, are you going to play football or not? You know, I think there's a chance that they come out of this with more questions than answers. On my other podcast, I compared the situation to with Kyler Murray dating.
Three and out. Hopefully people are listening and downloading it. You can say it.
Go get it. Three and out podcast. That I wasn't trying to hide it.
Okay.
I got a point.
You're just being shorthand. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, just being efficient here. That when you internet date guy.
Haberman will not contractually allow me to say the name of my other podcast on this podcast.
That when you internet date with filters, she can look a lot different than she actually looks in person. So once you get there, you're always kind of keeping your fingers crossed. Like, I hope she's as hot as she is.
I could help the other day, John.
Every time, sometimes she is. Where with Kyler Murray, most of these GMs and every head coach have never met the guy. Now they've seen him on tape and they've seen him play on television, and it's remarkable. But when he walks through that room and they see 5'9", and you're just, I'll just use a random GM, Tom Telesco, Mike Mayock, guy that's 6'1", 6'2", whatever, and they have him by 5 or 6 inches, people are nuts if they think. It's one thing for Gruden to be like, you know, we got to be more open-minded now with short quarterbacks. It's another thing when you meet the guy and you see him and you go, oh my, that guy is tiny.
Well, you know who's tall? It's Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick's a tall guy.
Yeah, he's like 6'3", isn't he?
And that interview the other day, like you said, it's not the same as being in a room with teams. This is an on-the-record interview. Your dad is sitting right there in the corner. You know, it's a lot of factors.
Did he play basketball at Dayton? Dan?
I believe he did, yes.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, like, I watched an interview and thought what you just said. His team interviews I don't know if they're going to be weird, but they could be weird. They could be.
I think there's no lock that they're going to go seamlessly. Because he might walk in a little LeBron James style and think, because he's been told this, you're in control. And that shit ain't flying at Indianapolis. I'll promise you that.
Well, especially if you're not in control. Like, it's one thing if you're clearly the best player, quarterback, Andrew Luck, whatever. But teams don't think yet that they need you. They don't know. They're open to the possibility that they might, but they're not sure yet.
You remember the story, I think Bill Polian told this, when he met Peyton at the Combine, he said, like the interview ended and Peyton looked at him. After he's like, God, Peyton, ask us more questions, we ask him. He's like, just know this, if you don't draft me, I'm going to kick your ass for the next 15 years. And he's like, he was kind of serious, you know, and they were just impressed. And if I don't know if Kyler can pull shit like that, like if you don't draft me high, like I'm going to go play, like they'll be like, OK, go. You know, I don't know. I am prepared for any story that comes out of the combine with him.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.